Amen. Hallelujah. First of all, I want to say a very big thank you to the pastorate for this opportunity. God bless you, sirs. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for tonight. Thank you for your word. For our hearts are tuned, our ears are open. We listen to your word and we grow thereby. Our lives are transformed. Our lives are shaped and blessed by virtue of your word. Take these lips of clay and speak to our hearts that your name be glorified tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So tonight, I'll be talking about what I've been looking at lately. I was just thinking about a number of things. And I was asking myself a few days ago, what have we learned? What have we learned? As I was thinking about what have we learned, what we have learned, I started thinking, okay, a child is born, and after a while, a child learns to, nobody tells the child where to turn the mouth to suck. Nobody tells the child certain things. The child just starts growing and learning things. Praise the Lord. So as I was thinking about what have we learned, a number of things started coming to my mind. And by God's grace, I'm trying to put them together to do something like a series. But then I told myself, personally, what have I learned? As I asked myself, I began to write the following things down. One of the things I have learned is that we are saved by faith. Hallelujah. That we are saved by faith. That's one. Two, we have redemptive rights. And our believers' authority in Christ. We have redemptive right and our believers' authority in Christ. Three, the word works. Hallelujah. Those are some of the things I've learned. The word works. Number four, our love and fellowship with God counts. Our love and fellowship with God counts. Because it's easy for somebody to just wake up or to just come to church for the first time and you see all the activities happening, or maybe you come for service and you see Pastor Muyiwa entering the crowd and praying for people and healing people, and you say, when you get home, you say, Lord, I want to be like this man. Is this one in one of the times in Bible school, we're in Bible class, and it was in Word of Faith Bible school then, and then one of my classmates raised his hand. So in that class, actually, Bishop Oyedepo himself took that class, and then he was talking about marriage. It was a marriage class, so he was talking about marriage, how he has grown with his wife over time, you know, from the north till they listened to God. God said move, and they moved, and all that. And then, you know, one guy was just there smiling. I think he's about to get married, and all that. He was just there smiling, hearing all the beautiful things the man was saying about marriage, about him and his wife, and all that. And then he now said that, is it wrong if he prays the prayer of, God, I want to marry somebody like Faith Oyedepo? And Bishop Oyedepo told him that it's not bad to pray that kind of a prayer. But first, are you, what's the surname? Are you David Oyedepo? Hallelujah. I cannot begin to pray now that, God, I want to do it that I will marry somebody like Mrs. Buki Durowoju. I am not Pastor Muyiwa Durowoju. Do you understand? So people like to, it's wanting to covet or to admire or desire and say, Lord, oh, that I will have the kind of power this man has. He can just enter the crowd and just lay hands and people are just following the anointing. It's easy to say that or to desire it. If the man tells you, and this was what Bishop was saying, if I tell you all I've been through, the thick and thin, the fights in the house, in the marriage, think because you are seeing Faith Oyedepo in public and you're seeing him giving, if you know what happens in the kitchen, in the heat, So if you are not, I used to say it in my house that there's no other man that would have married Mrs. Ajere and will not die in 6 months. I am alive because I'm giving the grace. Yes, now. You don't understand. No, it's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. If you have not been given the grace, you don't have it. Do you understand? So if me, person like me, begin to pray that, that my wife will be like Mrs. Duro, I may also die before 6 months because I do not have the grace. I am not Pastor Muyiwa. So it's not enough to pray that, Lord, make me like Pastor Muyiwa, bless me so that I can have his anointing. No. First, what you should desire is, Lord, what does it take to be like this? Because there's a lot of work that has been put in there. Place of prayer, studying the word, that kind of a thing. Meditating, doing all. There's a lot of discipline. So you don't want that. Many people want the glory. If they hear the story, they will take off. If the man tell you how he has been in the bush or how he wakes up very early in the morning, 4:30 a.m. or 5 a.m., you say, no, I can't fit. But you want the move of the spirit that you are seeing. But you don't. There's the walking to do. Praise the Lord. So the fourth one, like I said, our love and fellowship with God counts. Then the fifth one is prayer of faith. The prayer of faith changes things. Hallelujah. So, like I said, the first one was we are saved by faith. So, in this series, out by God's grace, start with faith. Faith, because that is what brought us here in the first place. That's what brought us to this path where we can call on Christ. We can call on God. That's what ensured that we have a Father. That's what made sure that we're picked from. David was the one that used the word. He said, you brought me from the miry clay and placed me on the rock to stand. In another place again, he said, I love the Lord because he has heard my voice, because he has inclined his ears unto me. Therefore, I will call on him as long as I live. And another place again, he said, for you picked me up from the dust and picked me up from, and that version, he said, you picked me up from the dunghill. From the dunghill, from the dust, and then you made me to sit with princes. Hallelujah. God is faithful. So we're looking at faith, our currency of salvation. Faith. Well, for this is our currency of salvation. Faith is what brought us, onto what it's what brought us here, where we are today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we'll be looking at Colossians first. Colossians 1. Faith, our currency of salvation. Colossians 1:4-6. I'll be reading from the NLT, and it says, Electronic Bible. Colossians 1:4. So it says, for we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and your love for all of God's people, which come from your confident hope of what God has reserved for you in heaven. You have had this expectation ever since you first heard the truth of the good news. This same good news that came to you is going out all over the world. This same good news that came to you is going out all over the world. It is bearing fruit everywhere by changing lives, just as it changed your lives from the day you first heard and understood the truth about God's wonderful grace. Hallelujah. Faith. Our currency of salvation. He says, since the day I heard what? How in hearing God's word, you just stepped out, leaped with faith, and you took it running. Amen. For we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus. Romans chapter 5. Romans 5:1. Therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ our Lord has done for us. Hallelujah. We have peace with God. We have peace. We have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ has done for us. Most of the portions we're going to be reading here tonight, apart from the only one that is the New Testament, the one that talked about Abraham and his faith in God, we'll see that all of them had this way of referring to Christ, even when talking to God, because that means there's a part Christ played now, not in the time of old. There's a part Christ played in bringing us into this, because first, man lost it, and then what brought about the redemptive right back to man was Christ. It was the sacrifice, was the one made, you know, the propitiation for our sins. And then with that, we gained back our place in God. Amen. So everywhere faith was being mentioned, in all of the places we'll look at, you see that Christ was mentioned. And I started thinking, could it be because of this redemptive right that came by? Yes, because without Christ, we wouldn't have, because man is, there's been that, you know, torn away from God. So Christ is the mediator, is the one that now brought man back to that place. Hallelujah. No wonder there's a particular portion of the scripture that referred to him as the firstborn son of others. Hallelujah. Amen. I hope you know that we are all children of God. Hallelujah. And Christ is the head. Amen. He's the firstborn of these other children. Amen. You know, when you have that kind of elder brother that everyone look up to, you know, you are proud. You are proud, especially in a community. And everyone is talking about this big brother. You're always happy, you know. Even when you're talking with your friends or your mates, you know, that's my bro. So it's something to always refer, something to always, because he is the express image of the Father. And we all look at him. We all look to him. And we all follow that stead, that path he has laid for us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So he says, since we have been made right with God, since we have been made right in God's sight, by faith, we have peace with God through Christ. Amen. Let's see 1 John chapter 2. 1 John 2. verse 14. He said, I have written to you who are God's children because you know the Father. I have written to you who are God's children because you know the Father. I have written to you who are mature in the faith because you know Christ. You see that thing I talked about? Each time faith had to be mentioned, there's Christ to be mentioned. I have written to you, the B part, I have written to you who are mature. First, he said, look at the A part. He said, I have written, verse 14, I have written to you who are God's children because you know the Father, right? Good. He didn't stop there at just knowing the Father. He said, I have written to you who are mature in the faith. So even in God's house, there are people who are just God's children. And there are people who come into that place. That's why one of the things I wrote in the fourth thing I wrote about what we have learned, I said, our love and fellowship with God counts. So there are people who go beyond just, oh, where do you worship? Say, I'm a member of Surpassing Grace Assembly. What days do you hold your service? Sunday and Thursdays. But I don't go for midweek service. My pastor understands that I work. Hallelujah. Do you go for prayer war? No, I don't have time. Are you in any department in church or any unit, or are you in any active group? No, I'm very busy. Oh, you only go to church on Sunday? Yes, Sunday. And I don't even do the Bible class. I just go from 9:30 to 11:30 and I close and I go home. You don't even greet people. As soon as you close, you go home. You are God's child, no problem. But you're missing a whole lot. Why? You do not even have fellowship.
with man and with God.
Hallelujah.
Because the nitty-gritty of the service is not just the dancing and all those things you think you're enjoying on Sundays. It's in the studying of the word. Then it will help you to begin to understand God deeper. And then you can have fellowship. You can have communion. You can have, you know, good relationship with God, with Christ, with the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So he said, I have written to you who are mature in the faith because you know Christ, who existed from the beginning.
Hallelujah.
I have written to you who are young in the faith because you are strong. God's word lives in your hearts, and you have won your battle with the evil one. Some people just think it's just enough to come to church. No. There are things you will learn by studying, by following, by praying, by learning to do things. And then what that does for you is that it helps you to begin to handle some things by yourself. There are things you just find out that you're able to do. You're not weak and running after pastors. Say, Pastor, hey, one thing just fly, enter my room. Hey, I can't sleep. Pastor, come and pray. And this one, there are some people that pastor cannot even pray from a distance or on the phone. Say, Pastor, if you don't come this house, I'm not staying. I'm packing all my children and everybody. We are leaving the house. So until the pastor comes personally. So what have you learned? So pastor comes to church and teach you. And yet he has to follow you to your house and chase demons from your house. Then you've not learned anything.
Hallelujah.
We grow. We grow. We are expected to grow. So faith is the currency with which we run this life. If the word of God has been rightly interpreted to you or has been taught, all we need to do is go out there and carry it out, do exactly what it says. You're taught God's word, you go back in your word and just use those words, live by those words that you have heard. And you begin to see changes. You begin to see that you are leading people to Christ. You begin to see that you are also pastoring people. You become like a shepherd. You're also reaching out to people and that's just it. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
There was somebody who ran to his pastor. He ran to his pastor and he was very, very angry. And what did he tell his pastor? He said, I've been following this person for a long time. I've preached, I've followed up, I've witnessed, I've done everything. She's just not responding. Pastor was laughing. You know why the pastor was laughing? The pastor reminded him. Meanwhile, the pastor followed this guy for 2 years before he got born again. For only 2 weeks, he has followed somebody. He's angry. Only 2 weeks, he's angry. So the pastor sat him down and started telling him, you don't force it on people. Yes, you desire. Then pray. Pray. As you pray before you approach them, every word you say will be sinking in. Say, hey, Pastor, that's how I followed you. 2 years, you think it's easy? Followed you for 2 years. Take me to the play, Kuso, up and down. Called you, brother, are you coming to church? You say, yes, and then I'll get to church and we'll see you. Where are you? You say, I'm in the field playing ball. But you said you were coming to church. You were using me to jump up and down, molo, a boss, everything. 2 weeks now, you're following up somebody and you're crying. You want to beat the person and drag the person to church.
Hallelujah.
So, what have we learned? In the place of learning, in the place of studying God's word, in the place of listening to God's word, there's a whole lot we can learn. And our lives can become that express image of what we see in the scriptures.
Hallelujah.
Galatians chapter 3. Galatians 3, verse 26. It says, For you are all children of God through faith in Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Why was faith mentioned along with Christ? Every time it's mentioned. So he said, For you are all children of God through faith in Christ Jesus. I now understand better why the book of John, chapter 14, verse 6 says, it was Jesus that was speaking there. He said, For I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. I hope you have read it before. John 14, 6. He said so. Jesus said it himself. You know, there are people who feel they can go to the Father through a priest. So you have people who go to do confession. I remember when we were in primary school, we were going to Catholic school, St. Bridges. So I have a lot of my friends. We'll do all manner of things. Play, curse people, do everything. Even the one that will steal from pot and do so many things, steal meat and everything. And then, especially those ones that are, we call them manservant or something. On Saturday, because tomorrow is Sunday, as if God will come on Sunday. Saturday evening, they go for, that's what we call it, confession. They go for confession. And they will go and confess so that they can be clean because they will take communion on Sunday. Hallelujah. That's what. So people think that in itself can be a passageway. No. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. That's why this word says, for you are all children of God through faith in Christ. Simply explains the reason why we pray in Jesus' name. Through faith in Christ. Hallelujah. Not through any other deity, no matter how powerful, not through any priest, nothing. Through faith in Christ. Hallelujah. Let's also see verse 20 of Romans 4. Romans 4, 20. It says, I wish I were with you right now so I could change my tone. I wish I were with you right now so I could change my tone. But at this distance, I don't know how else to help you. No, I think I'm... Oh, sorry. I was looking at Galatians. Ah, fear, don't catch me. Okay, Romans 4, verse 20. All right. Okay. Abraham never wavered. Yes, this is what I was looking for. Abraham never wavered in believing God's promise. In fact, his faith grew stronger. And in this, he brought glory to God. Hallelujah. I love this. He says, look at the B part. He said, his faith grew stronger. And in this act of his faith growing stronger, he brought glory to God. That tells me that there's a way we will live. Okay, I come to church and attend School of Miracles. And I see pastor pray for people. Legs grew, healings taking place, people falling under anointing, messages given, you know, and all that word of prophecy and everything. And I see manifestations. I believe in the word of God. Meanwhile, because the word of God has been taught even before we began to see miracles, I run with that same word of God into my word and I begin to minister to people even around my circle of influence, my house and all that. Guess what? I am already bringing glory to God by my acts. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And by that, and in that, even the pastorate already, they are growing also, what will I call it? Even passively, because they are not with me directly everywhere I am, in school, house, office, but I'm doing that. It's an extension of the grace of God upon them. They have taught one, taught two, taught hundreds of people, and those people are also taking charge in their sphere of influence, reaching out to the world, hallelujah, and bringing glory to God in all that they do. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's see Galatians 2. Galatians chapter 2. Faith has done a whole lot for us. That's why I said it's our currency. Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 2, verse 16. It says, yet we know that a person is made right with God by faith in Jesus Christ, not by obeying the law. And we have believed in Christ Jesus so that we might be made right with God because of our faith in Christ. That we might be made right with God because of our faith in Christ. Made right with God because of our faith in Christ. Hallelujah. Not because we have obeyed the law. So it has nothing to do with the law. No wonder the Bible says that the law killeth. It's nothing to do with the law. It has a whole lot to do with our faith in Christ. Our faith in Christ. For no one will ever be made right with God by obeying the law. You saw that. The Bible says so. Not me. But suppose we seek to be made right with God through faith in Christ, and then we are found guilty because we have abandoned the law. Would that mean Christ has led us into sin? Absolutely not. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We are made right with God by faith in Christ. 1 Peter chapter 1. Verse 21. It said, through Christ, you have come to trust in God. So when we use the word trust, when we say the word trust, it's also another way of saying faith in God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Trust. Faith. Hallelujah. Through Christ, you have come to trust in God. And you have placed your faith and hope in God because he raised Christ from the dead and gave him great glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. As we get ready to close, Mark 11:22, look at what it says. Mark chapter 11. Verse 22. This was Jesus talking to the disciples. Then Jesus said to the disciples, have faith in God. Have faith in God. Hallelujah. Directing them to the Father. Have faith in God. There's so much we'll be able to achieve if we just have faith in God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus told his disciples, imagine they have been with him. They've seen him do a lot of things. They've seen him, you know, perform a lot of miracles. They've seen him do so many things. And he said to them boldly, have faith in God. Hallelujah. Faith is our currency with which we can do things. Faith. No wonder the Bible says that, for without faith, we cannot please him. For without faith, it's impossible to please him. Hallelujah. So it's possible to do a whole lot of things. If faith is not in it, forget it. If faith is not in it, forget it. Hallelujah. When we have faith in him, we will see mighty results. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just bow down our heads. Are there things you are trusting God for? Are there people you are planning to reach? In a number of days, we'll be having our Mother's Day. In the whole of this month, we have lots of activities, and next month too. Just think about the people like we were advised on Sunday by Pastor. People you have targeted, like, okay, I'm going to reach out to Desola. Okay, I'm going to reach out to this person, or I'm going to reach out to that person. Okay, you need to reach out to them. How have you stretched your faith? How have you exercised your faith in trying to reach out to them? It's not about just going to talk to them. If you pray in your heart, even in your home, for them in faith, before you step out, you will see a different result. Different from when you just go carnally with your flesh. You know, there are challenges. Things are happening and people say things are tough, this and that. But for us, it's a different result if we act in faith. Hallelujah. So let's just begin to talk to God tonight. Are there things, are there concerns that you really want to talk to him about? Do it in faith. The Bible says, For if we do anything, whatever we do, and faith is not in it, it's sin. I was shocked when I saw that. He said, whatever it is that we do with regards to God and faith is not, that means faith is the currency, is the thing that connects us. So when we're doing it, it's just like, it's not different from when a worldly person does it for the devil. The only difference is that when we're doing it for our Father, faith is mixed in it. If faith is not in it, then it's sin, because it's just like what a carnal person would do to his own God. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you because we act in faith in everything we do. We live this life that is faith-led. Thank you because everything we do, every step we take, everything, our thoughts, everything, we live it according to your word. According to your word. Faith in Christ, our faith in Christ will be seen in everything we do. Oh, thank you, mighty God. And that's why even the scripture says also that whatever it is that you do, do it as unto the Lord. Let faith be mixed in it. Father, thank you. Thank you for your word tonight. Palavra nos to prene mande vrebegedus somdali badados le fremakada vranados soteriana manda badadista. Hallelujah. Amen. At this time, I want us to pray. We understand what faith is. The Bible made us to understand that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Even though it's not seen, it's what we live by. We can use it as part of our daily life, especially as children of light, children of Christ. Hallelujah. If you have pains in your body, if there's anything you want to pray for with regards to healing, whatever it is, you can begin to declare now. You can begin to declare now. Your body obeys you. Your body obeys the word of God in your mouth. You can begin to declare. You can begin to take charge. Lord, I declare over my body. I declare over that condition. I'm healed right now. I'm healed right now. You can declare your healing right now. I'm healed right now. Le frano shtevredeska, le vreno mande vegedosh karadabosa, le mante fedegebekte leak talabados. I declare over my body. I declare over my body. I declare over my mind. The one that the Bible says I have the mind of Christ. Le freke patu som de leak adedish. And every knee's covered a douche on every mande, I prano soprene mande vrebegadoshka, libada da doso tevrene mande vregadoso dea. He says, if that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, that same spirit will quicken. Oh, la mande vregadosha da de kadadosa, vitalize. That same spirit will give it the same result. It will give it the same result. It doesn't matter if it is headache. It doesn't matter if it's cancer. It doesn't matter if it's fibroid. It doesn't matter if it's high blood pressure. It doesn't matter whatever it is. Le fene ke badados. In the vreme ka badados. Shara de yara mandi. In the vreme manti. Vreke ben se badados. Odeya. Ile manda vrabade. Shara dos. Odeya. The Bible says that under prayer of faith, we heal the sick. Ele mande vege de dos. Sotali mande vadadosha. Ile manti. Vreke be dek 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 adados. Odeya. Li pan. Faith in Christ. Faith in Christ, we give you that result. Elamande vreke pita la badosha da dia. Inde demo sonde hedenia da dosa. Le frema handa vrabadosha. Kabayana nama kava da dri. Inde fremo talabrondo sotea. Limante fremo kondo sunde li adara. Inte fede pede godoso dea. Limante fede dosha. Thank you, Jesus. I heard about someone once who was given a wrong results from the hospital. And then she went into her closet, closed the door, read God's word that talks about healing by faith. And she began to pray and declare. And then she went back, after a while, she went back to the clinic, had another test, and the doctor was asking her, what did you do? And she said, Jesus, to took it away. Hallelujah. We've heard all manner of testimonies, and it's still happening today. Hallelujah. You may have been given a wrong report. You may have been turned down before. Yes, from it could be a job, it could be a contract, it could be something good you're expecting. But see, when you act in faith and pray in faith, you can get the right result that you want, the right result that you deserve. Because the Bible made us understand that we are children of God. And as children of God, we have what children of God desires. Hallelujah. You can begin to declare right now. If you feel any door shut against you, you can begin to declare and open it by faith in Christ. That door of promotion. That door of promotion, that door of elevation, le parabadadosa, elamande vremacado, somdalia namanda, interfrene mundo, brodo sutea, opportunities that men cannot even give you with their connections, elamande vrebegadosa, it can come from God divinely, le prenonosa, in the brenamante vrepecadadosa, elamande vrebegadosa, rabadadosa, elamande vrebegadosa, just like the Bible told us that Abraham's dealings or Abraham's deeds brought glory to God. Le Father Dosha, Kabada Dade, Remande Vrebedosa, Ilamanda Rabosha, just as Abraham's faith grew stronger and stronger and brought glory to God. Le Parabada Dea, in the Branamante Vregadosa, we put our faith to use, in our sphere of influence, in our environment, everywhere we find ourselves, le prendo do sonia, le paramanda vagato sonnelia, le parabade, kebedosha, remante frebedo sonia, ye cabadado sonteana. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to you, Father. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.